Late Saturday night, the Senate passed the House-approved so-called Cromnibus legislation to keep the government running through next September. House Appropriations Committee member Tom Cole of Oklahoma says the bill includes some restrictions on the proposed Waters of the United States bill.
The omnibus legislation abides by all the terms set in the Ryan-Murray budget agreement, providing a top-line funding level of $1.013 billion. But at the same time, this legislation contains important policy provisions that prevent the government from reaching into the lives of ordinary American citizens. Provisions like those which prevent the Army Corps of Engineers from regulating farm ponds and irrigation ditches.
House Appropriations Committee Chairman Hal Rogers of Kentucky says the legislation passed by the House includes good policy decisions that rein in regulatory overreach.
To further assist our economy, we include provisions that put the brakes on regulatory programs that are too intrusive and too burdensome on American businesses. For instance, the legislation prohibits funds for the Army Corps of Engineers to act on two potentially harmful regulations, changing the definition of, quote, fill material, quote, and regulating water in certain agricultural areas under the Clean Water Act. The bill measure prevents the listing of the sage grouse on the endangered species list, a premature action that would have severe economic consequences on western states especially. This bill also demonstrates fiscal restraint. It cuts $60 million from the EPA.
As chairman of the House Energy and Water Development Appropriations Subcommittee, Mike Simpson of Idaho was pleased with the restrictions, but the restrictions on the waters of the U.S. included in the legislation.
New this year, we included provisions prohibiting the regulation of certain agricultural activities, such as the construction and maintenance of farm ponds or irrigation ditches under the Clean Water Act. This is a major victory for our country's farmers and ranchers who consistently tell many of us that they are concerned about the potential of the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers overreach into their operations.
The bill is expected to be signed by President Obama. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.